This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's a great day, yep. Man. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate
hold
you.
Hold on a second, Sean.
What's going on?
I was plugged into the wrong hole here. I was fumbling around.
You're
like
reaching down below the table and saying you're plugged into the wrong hole here.
Fumbling around like a virgin in his dad's Tahoe at Lookout Point. There
six
we go.
O'clock?
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this, Sean.
6 o'clock and 33 seconds.
Let's go.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Yeah. Screw the Rockets. I'm done with them. They're dead to
you're
me.
You're done with them?
I'm done with
done
them.
With them.
I'd rather go watch high school basketball. If I'm going to watch 50% from the free throw line, yeah. Let's just.
Yeah, man.
I can watch any high school team miss 13 shots in a row in any given moment. Yeah. I can go do that. Shooting, Sean. A lot of people think, hey, fundamentals don't matter anymore. Shooting kind of matters.
Matters. Free throws.
This team can't shoot the basketball.
Yeah. As you can tell, the Rockets lost last night. I was going to say, if you're just waking up, if you're a Rockets fan and you're just waking up and you don't know the result of the game, you go to bed really early because this game started at 6.
If you went to bed when the Rockets had a 96-95 lead with a little under 9 minutes remaining,
yeah,
you're like, oh, these scrappy bunch of do-gooders.
They clawed their way back. They're up by
these
one.
These guys, they know exactly what they're doing in their dad's Tahoe.
Yeah, it's interesting. So they lose last night, the Rockets do. Good morning, everybody. How we doing? They give up 67 points in the first half. That was the first tell that maybe the strategy to rest everybody last night was not me. You know, I mean, I agree with the strategy where they didn't play anybody against OKC. Got a much scrappier performance out of the others than they did out of the core group last night, at least in the first half. Second half, they buttoned some things down defensively. They couldn't shoot straight at all. They got down by 17 in the second half. Went on a 15-0 run at the end of the third quarter to cut it to 2. That was really cool. So now it's like, okay, now we got a game. And as Seth mentioned, they're up 96-95, 8:43 remaining. And then Alperen Şengün, who was the leading scorer last night for the Rockets, but he was whistled for back-to-back offensive fouls. So turnovers, offensive fouls, and then the Rockets, that was the catalyst for them missing 13 consecutive shots. And it was game over. The Pacers couldn't miss after that. They were making everything in sight.
We got to see, go ahead. Well, we got to see a little Twin Towers action. Hey.
We did.
Every decade, we get excited about the prospects of a Twin Towers. Yeah, it'll be a throwback to the days of old Şengün, when the Rockets were winning championships.
Yeah, man, Şengün and Stevie Adams out there together for a little bit. That was kind of fun.
Is Şengün and Stevie Adams quite the same as the Rockets' original version of the Twin Towers?
Not quite.
Not yet. Just give it time.
We got time. There'll be Samson and Olajuwon before you know it. Here was Ime Udoka. We'll just let Ime lay it out. How did he feel about last night's loss? 115-102, the final score, by the way. The
opposite of what we talked about, what we would hope to have with some guys not playing last night. So it's hard to win when you give up 67 in the first half and play uninspired and, lack physicality and throwing the ball all over the gym and don't look like we care at times. And so, that one hurts because you do all that work to get back into it and go 13 for 26 from the free throw line. Miss about 5 point blank layups, then you can extend the lead when you're up one and do all that work and then give it back. But more than that, to your point, I care about the fight and effort and competitiveness from the start to avoid getting into that hole.
Yeah, that was and that was the worst version of Jalen Green last night. 4 of 13 from the, I have a hard time throwing shade at Jalen because he's the one guy that plays every game. Like he He answers the bell. Jalen plays every game. Five turnovers last night, and they were five old-school James Harden-type turnovers, like bouncing the ball off his teammates' legs in traffic and things like that.
It's especially after, it's back-to-back, but they are after a night where they played
Jalen and everybody else. That's what.
It's very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
It's got to be driving Udoka insane.
Yeah.
He's got to be just absolutely sleepless at night because you try to figure out, okay, what do I get to these guys? What do I do to get to these guys and make them play like actual professionals?
Well, and they're getting worse as the teams that matter in the Western Conference are all starting to get better.
Yeah.
You know, the Lakers, this Doncic trade is starting to click for them. We'll talk about Dallas in a second. Nothing's clicking there. The Nuggets are starting to play like the Nuggets a little bit again. OKC's just really good. Golden State's won, I think, seven in a row now. Like, Golden State, here they come after the Jimmy Butler trade. So it's not just that they're 5-11 in their last 16. It's March. You need to be playing your best basketball. We're seeing the worst version of the Rockets. The variable in all this is Fred VanVleet is injured again. So if he gets well and he gets back on the floor, maybe we start to see that Rockets team from the first half of the season. But yeah, it's disappointing. And yet still, like, if you had told me, you know, I'll do the whole if you had told me before the season thing, like, they'd be in fifth place with a fairly healthy lead over Golden State at six.
Yeah.
Like, I would have signed up without looking at the schedule and how you got here. I would have signed up for where they are. It's just so disturbing that they're playing such bad and uncompetitive basketball at times.
But I'm more upset now than if they hadn't tantalized us at the beginning.
For sure.
I feel like a young man on the prairie in the 1800s whose girlfriend showed me a turn of her ankle 3 years ago, and she keeps holding that out over me. Like, we'll get married someday. But remember that time that I showed you my ankle? And it was, that was tantalizing, wasn't it? And
fair,
you just grow steadily more angry with her.
Fair analogy, except they were showing way more than ankle earlier in the season. Like, they were
by 1800 standards.
An ankle was a bit. I wasn't there. The ankle may have been a big deal back then.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was. Dadgummit.
Yeah, that's like, consarn it. I'm gonna.
It was
tell
like,
you
yeah, but, oh yeah. She was when she was trying to stay alive on the wagon train and needed a male protector. She was like, "How about this little bit of ankle? Was that keep you around? You and your six shooter by my side."
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, once you build her the house on the prairie.
Yeah.
And she's growing plump.
Yep.
On all the, I don't know what they planted back in the day. Soybeans? What? I don't know. And then she's not giving you a damn thing.
No more ankle. Sorry.
All dried up.
Ankle store's closed.
Not some cheap hussy.
That's right. That's right. So the Rockets lose last night. Hey, just be happy, though. You didn't have nearly as bad a day or month as the Dallas Mavericks have had. Kyrie Irving out for the season. This came down right as you and I were getting off the air yesterday, Seth, that it was, we knew he had a knee injury. It was confirmed yesterday. Torn ACL. Can you imagine if your team, if on January 31st, you went to bed, and you're like, okay, we're 26-23. We're not having a great season, but we were in the NBA Finals last year. Our window's wide open. We have one of the top five players in the sport on our team. He has a nice sidekick in Kyrie, who Kyrie's been good in Dallas. Like, I want to give him credit. He's been good in Dallas. And I think he's been not nearly the loon that he's been in other places either. He's been a good citizen too. Not that he was ever a criminal or anything. He's just kind of crazy. He's kind of wackadoo. And then you wake up 2 days later and you have no Luka Doncic. You've traded for Anthony Davis. You wake up a few days after that. Anthony Davis is done for, let's face it, the season now. And now yesterday, Kyrie Irving, the last gleaming hope that you can do anything in the postseason, torn ACL. That's how you torpedo a franchise right there. I saw a video Nick Wright did about this yesterday, and I think he's spot on. He's like, this is the kind of stuff that franchises don't come back from. You know, like,
let's play that audio later. Let's grab it and play it later. I love either giving people a dose of nostalgia or just angering them with Nick Wright's voice.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Nick is awesome at doing that.
He's very good.
He's very good at that, except that I feel like people will be 99% in favor of whatever
firmly
he said.
On his side in this one, yeah.
Well, look, Sean, this is what you have to understand, okay. Sean.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the the casuals don't get it right. Look, the Dallas didn't trust that Doncic was going to be in it for the long haul, given how fat and drunk he is all the time. So they said, listen, we don't trust him in the long term, so we're going to go for the now. We're going to go for the short term. And let's see, the Lakers are currently the fifth favored team to win an NBA championship.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going for the now. Now they're screwed in the short term and the long term.
Are you looking at the odds? It sounds like you're looking at the odds.
I am, but I don't think it's been adjusted for Kyrie Irving's...
What is it with Kyrie? What does it say? Where are they?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They were the 13th lowest to win the championship.
Now they're done. Like, now they may as well just try to get into the lottery. Well, I don't even...
They'd be lucky to beat the Wizards, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they probably don't have their picks. In fact, I don't think they do. I think that's one of the things Nick said in his video. He's like, they don't... On top of all this, they don't have their picks for the next four
years. They're sucking for no good reason whatsoever. That's a shame. It's a shame. But you know what, though? You can't feel totally bad for the organization because they are jacking up their ticket prices next year.
Holy crap. Yeah, you saw 8.2%. Like, not insignificant. The Mavericks, I mean, that's the ultimate, right? You traded one of the best players in the world for a player who got hurt 30 minutes into his Mavericks debut.
Well,
and now to be fair, they asked for the increase. They thrusted the ticket price increase on fans before the Kyrie torn ACL. It was only after the Doncic trade, Seth. It wasn't after both things.
Sean, you got to adjust for inflation.
That's
which
true.
Look, I'm no economist, but inflation was 2.9% last year.
Doesn't feel like
it. Feels like 8% is higher than 2.9%.
Let me take it. Yeah, it is. I just checked. Yeah.
When you're making bold moves like that, you know, people are going to be beating down the doors to get in. Jack up those prices, Mavericks.
Let me check. Siri, is 8.7% more than 2.9%?
Siri's asleep. Yes, it is, you dullard.
Siri. She's not answering. Oh, my God.
You gotta say, hey, Siri.
Oh, you got to say, hey, Siri?
Yes.
I just say Siri in my car, and she answers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got her Maybe trained, I'm wrong.
Man. I got her trained, yeah.
Siri responds to my voice from multiple different devices.
Really? Yeah, because sometimes if you, like, literally my phone, sometimes if I say the word seriously or something like that, all of a sudden she'll go, what is it that you would like? You know, like,
Maybe I'm dead wrong on the hey part.
Could be. But anyways, I don't need her. I know, 8.7, more than 2.9. I'm good. Nick Wright is a douche, but he's not wrong. That's on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Nick, if you're listening, I didn't say that. It was a texter.
No, you know why Nick is really good at what he does? It's that he always has very informed takes.
Yeah.
And so it's very frustrating that even if you feel like he's dead wrong, You gotta sit and think about why he's dead wrong for a little bit.
No doubt.
It's easier to just get angry and call him an idiot. But when he's right, it sounds like the most brilliant stuff in the world. So just like any rocky relationship, you go back and forth between, that guy's all right, and oh my God, this is the dumbest guy in the world. And it keeps you hooked in.
You're absolutely right. That's why he's good at what he does, no doubt. All right, so Rockets lose last night, 115-102. Man, we got a lot of football to get to here. We are just days away from the start of free agency, Monday at noon, and we're going to have you covered all those next few days here on Sports Radio 610. Keep it tuned here. The wide receiver market just had a big new name added to it. And this guy likes C.J. Stroud. We will have the audio proof for you coming up next.